Go with me to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 5. Yeah, in Mark chapter 5. In Mark chapter 5. And that's where I want to start. And tonight I want to talk very briefly from this particular thought, how to deal with demonic engagements. How to deal with demonic engagements when evil spirits come in contact with you, how you are to conduct yourself and how you are to handle those evil spirits. I think that's important because God would have us know that there will be many evil spirits entering into our lives, but we have to be prepared to handle them. And so there in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 1, we see the story of the man who was hurt by, possessed by demons. It says in the King James, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been put asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could man tame him, and always crying night and day, and he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, the Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him that he would not send them away out of the country. From those particular verses tonight, I want to talk about how to deal with unclean spirits. How to deal with unclean spirits. Now, just because we personally may not have had to deal with unclean spirits, someone in our family has. Sometimes we have not known exactly how to deal with them. We would just say that the devil is in them. But that person was in a bad fix and needed someone to help them. Now, my brothers and my sisters, the first thing you have to do is take control of the situation. Never let a demon have control in your life, in your family. Many times when Jesus came upon a situation He took control immediately. And also many times he controlled the crowd, and if necessary, he even led people away from the crowd to minister to them. Nevertheless, he always took control of the situation. And that's what you have to do. That's what I have to do. That's what we have to teach others to do. When we encounter demonic forces, we, the people of God, have to take control. So you must take control over the situation, because demons, watch this, love attention. Demons love attention. If a demon shows up in the midst, one of the first things that I'm going to do is I'm going to take the attention away from the demon. Of course, I'll need your help to do that. But that's exactly what I will be doing, taking control away from the demon and taking the attention off of the demon. And I'll probably say something to this effect: heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Then we take the attention off the people and get them to praying while those who are dealing with the disturbance can handle that disturbance. There's no point in everybody looking at what's happening. Just let a few people handle it while the rest of us pray that the power of that demon be broken in the house. The second thing that you've got to do is you've got to find out the access point. How did this demon get into my family? How did this demon get into my child? How did this demon get into my spouse? How did this happen? And if you're in a situation in which this happens to you, you've got to ask yourself, where have I been? What have I done? How have I ever allowed something like this to happen? Well, one of the things that you might want to ask yourself is, did I ever have my palm read? Did I ever call the psychic network? Did I ever allow myself to be hypnotized? Did I ever get involved in astrology? I know all of this doesn't make much sense to you and doesn't sound a whole lot like preaching, but I'm talking about how to handle the demonic forces when they come into your life, because they're coming. These are door openers that I just described. And whether you want to admit it or not, we were all proud at one time or another of what star we were born under. And I was a Leo, and I had zodiac signs also. And, you know, and I was a preacher then. But just ignorant in that sense. Now, my brothers and sisters, I had no idea what I was doing. And some of you who are reading and who are listening to me tonight had no idea of what you were doing either. But at the same time, you were opening the door for the demons to come into your home, to come into your life, to come into your relationships. And so you've got to find out, how did the demon get in? And then after you find out how the demon gets in, number three, you've got to eliminate what we call the rite of passage. You can eliminate the rite of passage by repentance and renunciation of whatever sin is involved. See, a lot of people pray and they ask God for forgiveness, but in asking for forgiveness, they really never really repent. They never really become sorrowful for the act that they have allowed to participate in or to happen in their lives. There has to be some regret in order for repentance to take place. Repent to God and declare that the devil no longer has rights in your life. Put it all under the blood of Jesus. because the blood will close the door and strip the devil of his rights to pass through your house. For example, if you have called the psychic hotline, you will renounce having ever sought the devil for any kind of information. You can't allow that to continue. You got to bring it to a close no matter what the circumstances are. You've got to make certain that you pay attention to things that you need to do, because demons will also come through Facebook, cell phones, Instagram. You got to be careful who you connect with, and even the big-eyed monster that we call television. You got to be careful with how you watch television, the kind of shows you watch, the violence that you expose yourself and your children and other family members to. All of those things can cause the devil to come in, and before you know it, he will have done all kind of damage to you and to your family. If you just look at some of the things that have taken place with all of the mass killings all across the country, you will discover that what has happened in many of those families is demonic forces have come in, and they have possessed the people who have caused the damage and loss of lives to so many others. And so you got to get the access point. Remember, number one, you've got to make sure that you take control. Number two, you've got to find the access point. And number three, you've got to deal with stopping the rite of passage. Don't give him any opportunity to come into your home, your life, your family again. I said to you several months ago now that when I was a child, we talked about don't let the devil in. If you let him in, he'll want to be your friend. Don't let him ride. If you let him ride, he'll want to drive. Don't let the devil into your life under any circumstances. And then the next thing you gotta do is you gotta make sure that when you dispossess him of the rite of passage, you got to make certain that you move beyond being complacent. You've got to command the demon to vacate. You got to get him out of there. Can't give him any attention. Got to get him out of there. Don't be shocked if the demon starts talking. Just tell him to shut up and come out. Jesus did not permit them to speak for several reasons. Number one, because they are liars. Number two, because they want to get people's attention and they want them to become afraid. The third reason is that they are buying time to locate another person to enter into when you cast them out. So you must rebuke the spirit, and if you rebuke it, it will resist. Command the spirit, the evil spirit, to go, to get out, move away from you. Remember, you are seated with Jesus Christ in heavenly places, far above any demon, even the devil himself. Number five, you've got to command the demon, to vacate. And that is, in Jesus' name, I command you to leave. In some cases, Jesus rebuked the demonic spirit, and the spirit left. In other words, he let him know, you have no business here, and I command you to go. And the spirit said, okay, I'm out of here. He really did. He said, I know I am outclassed, so let me get out of here. You, my brothers and sisters, likewise, many times will be able to just command the spirit to leave. And you know the spirit is going to obey. And then there are other times when a spirit might say, I'm not leaving. When they resist, just think of the time one of your little children bucked you, and you may have said, would you go and put this on the table? And the child acted as though he did not hear you. Then you probably say, hey, did you hear me? Go and put this on the table now. And you got the child's attention. Well, demons are like children sometimes. You have to get their attention because they will test you to see if you know who you are and if you know what you are really all about. Finally, when you're dealing with demons, brothers and sisters, when you're talking to them, you're getting to put them out, you've got to act like what you say is so. You cannot have any fear. You cannot tremble under any circumstances. You have to act like you believe what you said will happen, and do not get distracted by the devil. Many times when Jesus got ready to cast a demon spirit out, caused the victim to jerk. And in that jerking, Jesus didn't allow the jerk to distract him. He told the demon, you've got to go. And if you look there in the text, you'll see that Jesus told the demon that he had to go. Even in the conversation with the demon, he asked the demon his name, and the demon told him, my name is Legion because we're many. But also remember that the demon knows that his lifespan is short whenever you, the believer, know who you are. He knows that he can't stay long as you know that you're taking control, as long as you have found how he got in and stop it and close that door and don't let him come back in that way, in that house or in your life anymore. He knows that he has to go. And so you have to make sure, finally, that you clean up your life, that you make sure that you don't allow the devil to come in by the lifestyle that you are living. Make sure that as a believer that you are living as close to the Word of God as you possibly can, so that when the demon comes, he'll have to turn around and leave because he won't have any access to get into your life. And the best way to do that is to pray yourself up in your most holy faith and to use the Word of God against him in every single step that he comes towards you. And then you got to also realize that the devil knows. He knows whether you are scared of him or not. He knows if you are weak-minded or not. He knows if you are tender-hearted. So you can't show any signs of fear. You've got to let him know that you're in control. And you can even say it like we say sometimes in church. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Take no thought for what the devil will attempt to do with his demonic forces. God is greater than any devil, and you're the son and daughter of God, and you've got the power of God to take care of the situation. Look at the text as I lead. The text says that the demon asked Jesus, don't just throw us away, but give us somewhere else to go. My brothers and my sisters, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And Jesus gave them permission to go into the pigs. And when the devils got in the pigs ran down a steep hill and drowned in the lake. I just want you to know, if you take authority over that devil, you can defeat him every time. So finally, remind yourself, I'm the seed of the righteous. I'm a child of God. And no demon power has any power over me. I'm who God says that I am. And the devil will not win. No demonic force. I got what it takes to make this happen in my life, in my child's life, in my family's life. We win because we know how to handle demonic forces. God bless you and God keep you is our prayer. Before we go, there may be someone tonight who's struggling with demonic forces and you want to get saved. You want to get healed. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. if that's you. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed and believers are praying, I want to give you the opportunity to connect with the church, to connect with Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the one who cast the demons out of the man in the tombs. He'll cast the demon out of you as well and give you your life back, give you your self-respect back, give you your values and your morals and your principles back. He'll give you back to your family. He'll give you back to your friends if you're willing to let him in your life tonight. He said, Pastor, that's me. I'm going to pray for you in just a moment. There may be others out there who have fallen into the traps of demonic forces. Well, I'm here to tell you that the Bible says that if you will confess your sins, that Jesus is just and he will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He'll give you another chance to get your life back on track. And finally, if you need a church home tonight, the New Testament is the place to be. You'll learn more of how to handle demonic forces and all other kinds of things that will cripple your life and hinder your progress if you make that connection. So now I'm going to pray, Father, in Jesus' name, for every voice that's listening to me right now that needs to be saved. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would forgive their sins. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would anoint them with your power. I pray that they would hear how you have washed their sins away with your blood, and that how you have cleaned their lives up, and all they need to do now is but get to the church and make this connection so that they can begin to start their life afresh and anew. I pray right now for those who have fallen by the wayside but decided that they wanted to get back and try it again and to be forgiven of all the things that they've done wrong and the mistakes that they've made. They accept the second chance right now to overcome the demonic forces in their life. We pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those members and those people out there who have just been wasting themselves away and not growing anywhere, growing any under any circumstance, but just falling by the wayside and getting up and falling and falling. God, we pray right now that they would accept New Testament of their church home. And if this is not the church home that they want to be in, God, if they'll tell us, we'll send them wherever they want to go so that they will be covered by your grace and your mercy, and your truth will lead them in the path of righteousness. We just want them to know tonight that you love every last one of them and that you shed your blood on Calvary's cross for them. And we want them to know that because you live and they move and have their being just because of you tonight, Lord God. And we just ask you in the name of Jesus to give them an opportunity to receive you into their lives and receive your forgiveness and make this connection in Jesus' name. And we will forever give you the praise, the honor, and all the glory. Every believer said amen. Amen, 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 amen. Now, if that word bless you tonight, take it and use it and share it with somebody else. Let them know that you have a formula how to handle demonic powers when they come into your life, the demonic forces when they come into your life. Now, you should have gotten a text by now telling you how to go online and give your offering and to pay your tithes. And if you didn't get it, I'm going to give it to you now. You just go online and you just do ntccc.org/. Give. I'll give it to you again. ntccc.org/give. And whatever amount God has placed on your heart to support the ministry, to support the church tonight, you can do it right there. For those of you who are not computer savvy and don't get online a lot, well, God wants you to be blessed as well with the opportunity to give. And so what I want you to do is I want you to take an envelope, any kind of envelope at all, doesn't matter what size, and I want you to write down the amount that you're going to give on that envelope, and I want you to bring it to church with you on Sunday, and we're going to take care of it then, in Jesus' name. And I think that'll get it done. I think everybody will have an opportunity and everybody will be included. And I just want to thank you so very much for allowing me to share with you this message tonight on demonic forces when they come into your life. Now, and especially as your pastor. And I want you to be mindful now that just because demons, just because you turn them away don't mean that they won't come back. So you're going to have to keep yourself prayed up and keep using the word of God to keep those demons from coming into your life. God bless you. Lady Wilhelmina and I love you, and we'll look to see you Sunday morning. Bring a neighbor, bring a friend. We're going to have a shouting good time at the Met in Jesus' name. God bless you. We love you. Talk to you Sunday.
I think we should have unmuted it before we got off.